السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه، والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا، كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
محمد. In the tradition of the Prophet and his family, we learn that the most important task we have in this life is to raise, protect, maintain, and promote our families, our children, our sons and daughters. That is the most sacred and most critical and most important task we have been endowed with. To raise our children according to human principles, Islamic principles, so our children be true servants, sincere servants, good servants to their families, to their communities, to their societies, to their neighbors, to their countries. Today, the most important reserve a nation can have, not the gold, not the oil, not other types of minerals. The best reserve any nation can be proud of and count upon is the young generation, our sons and daughters. Countries can advance themselves through these real resources, human resources. We've seen countries who have natural resources. They have oil. They have other type of minerals. But they are backward, moving backward. Islam is being disintegrated there, being completely dependent. Their societies are completely dependent on America, on the West. Because they cherish the oil, but they did not cherish their sons and daughters. They're a new generation. They left them. We must learn from that. That God has given you many gifts, but the most important gift God has provided you with are your children, your family. Take care of them. Protect them. Encourage them. This is the message of Ahlul Bayt. This is the message of Muhammadun wa alu Muhammad alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And therefore there are certain steps that we have to take in order for us to maintain and protect our families, empower our families. Step number one is the principle of communication, healthy, civilized communication at home. Nowadays, reason number one of the disintegration of families is that they don't speak to each other. Or their speech, their conversation, their discussion, their dialogue is not healthy. Is not healthy. They fight among each other. They live in one house under one roof like enemies, not like a friend. Communication is missing. God has given us bayan. Ar-Rahman 'allama al-Qur'ana khalaqa al-insana 'allamahu al-bayan. Has given us this gift of bayan to express yourself intelligently in a beautiful way. Why don't we use this bayan? Why do we resort to violence, domestic violence, to arguments? This is unacceptable. We have to use bayan and communication, intelligent communication, to speak to each other, to solve our problems together. The family has to consult each other. Members of family, they have one fate, one journey, one destination. So they have to consult, tashawur. They have to consult each other when they have something important to do. Sometimes I see people coming here to get married. I ask, where is your parents? Their parents are the last one to know. The daughter is getting married, her father doesn't know about that. Her mother doesn't know. Or the son sometimes, he's getting married, he doesn't tell his father. If you don't tell your parents about your marriage, what are you going to tell them then? What is more important than marriage in your life? If your parents are absent from your marriage, from your wedding. This is lack of communication. And lack of communication is detrimental to the safety and the security and the happiness and the stability of families. Nowadays, unfortunately, we have a disease. This new disease is called technology. Technology entered our life and occupied us with things that are not important. People are sitting at table dinner rather than talking to each other, communicating, you know, telling each other stories about their life, sharing what they experienced during the week, during the day, rather than speaking to each other. They speak to these gadgets. They sit next to each other, but they don't speak to each other. They speak to someone who could be 200 miles away. That person is more important than his father who's sitting next to him, his mother, his sister, his wife, her husband. They don't speak to each other. Next time, when you are in a family gathering, take a picture. Take a picture of people who are sitting in one family room and see what they do, rather than communicating and conversing with each other, enjoying their precious time, empowering each other. They speak to these. And many studies today, they tell us that when you get addicted to Facebook, to Twitter, to social media, that will be the main cause of depression and anxiety in many of the young generation. Many of the young generation, they spend their time on Instagram 18 hours a day. They drop the phone just when they fall asleep. And the phone is dropped on their chests and their faces sometimes. They don't put it aside. They watch, they follow what their friends, what did they eat, what did they drink, the coffee, the cappuccino, the pair of shoes, this, that. This earns them depression and anxiety. It would not bring stability. It would not bring stability. This is why most of the young generation today, they are not focused. They cannot focus on their studies, on their schools, on their jobs, on their lives. They have confusion. Why in America today, in this richest nation, the most powerful nation, we have the highest rate of depression, of anxiety? The LA Times tells us that 83% of the American people, 83% of the American people, sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. They survive, 83% of them, they survive on sleeping pills. They don't have a peaceful sleep, normal sleep. They have to use sleeping pills. Sometimes at all times and sometimes at certain times. This means that we do not communicate as a humans. We communicate with these gadgets, but not with our brothers and sisters and children and family members. This is one of the results of being completely, completely dependent and obsessed with technology today. Technology is replacing human relationships. In the past, we had to go to our parents' home to kiss their hands, to check on them, to greet them. Nowadays, we send them WhatsApp message. You know, I'm busy with my office, so human relationship is important. Stay away from this. We have to have power of resistance. We have to have power of resistance. We have to teach our children there is time for everything. There is time for communication. When we sit in a room at the dining table, we put this aside. Because here we are as humans. We need each other. We need to look into each other's eyes and speak to each other and ask each other and converse with each other. Enjoy the conversation together. Today, this is the most important requirement of keeping your family safe. To spend the quality time with your family, whether at home or outside. Don't tell me I'm busy with work, I'm busy with my office. Nothing is more important than your children. Invest in the life of your children. Spend time with your children. Even when you drop them at school in the morning. I knew a father who hired someone to take his kids to school. I said to him, don't do that. You have to wake up in the morning, take your kids yourself. Because within these 7-10 minutes that your son is with you in the car, you can talk to him. You can exchange some ideas. Don't relegate your children to strangers. Strangers are not going to take care of them. So this is number one requirement. To build strong families, to protect them, to maintain them, is to have a good method of communication. A good method of communication with all members of families. We speak in a civilized way. As I mentioned, and I mentioned this again and again and again, a gift that God has given us. Why don't we use it? Ar-Rahman 'allama al-Qur'ana khalaqa al-insan 'allamahu al-bayan, has given us bayan, intelligent way of communicating and conversing. Why not using that? It will build us and protect us. Number two element in protecting our families is that definitely we have rifts sometimes among family members, between the husband and the wife. We have misunderstandings. The husband and wife, they quarrel sometimes. They disagree sometimes. Sometimes they don't speak to each other. This is natural. This is natural. Do you want me to tell you how many prophets of God, prophets, they didn't speak to their wives. They stayed away from them, including our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Check chapter 33, Surah Al-Ahzab. We don't tell these stories in public. But these are facts in the Holy Quran. But that would not last forever. A prophet is a teacher of akhlaq, is a role model. So we need people to intervene. Arbiters. This is in chapter 4. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا If you fear a division between the husband and the wife, misunderstanding, a rift, a conflict, فَابْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا Send an arbiter from his family, another arbiter from her family. إِنْ يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا If they sincerely seek reconciliation, يوفق الله بينهما. God is going to help. God is going to bless this. إن يريد. It depends on us. God is not going to mend the relationship between two people who hate each other, who do not want to see each other. God would not do that. God does not waste his time. God uses his energy, his wisdom, his blessings, his help when people, they need to fix their problems first. He doesn't impose his will on people. He doesn't do that. He says, if they seek reconciliation, in yurida islahan, then I will back them up. I will support them. I will bless them. I will facilitate this thing for them. إن يريد إصلاحاً يوفق الله بينهم. So we need the interference of the wise people. Sometimes some people who are not wise, they interfere and intervene and they destroy the process. They make it worse. They escalate the tension. Do not go to those who do not have wisdom. Even if he's your father. If your father doesn't have enough wisdom and farsightedness and he's biased, don't tell him. Don't drag him into this. Don't tell your mother if she's not, you know, ready for this, if she's biased. Go to people who do not have bias. Go to people who have experience, who have wisdom, who have farsightedness, hikmah. Go to them. Ask them to be arbiters. We need the interference. We need people to intervene who have wisdom to bring families together. In some countries, they have committees, special committees. In some mosques, in the old countries, they have a special committee for marriage reconciliation. Hukama, people who are sage, who are wise, who have experience, who do not have bias, who fear God, they counsel, they do family counseling to bring people together. Because we constantly need to be reminded, always, husbands and wives and children, we have to be reminded of our responsibilities, of our duties, why we are here on earth. What is my task? What is my role? How can I protect my family? We need to be reminded. So we need people who are mature, who are religious, who are educated, who have experience to bring the hearts together. Amir al-Mu'mineen in his will before his death, on deathbed, he said to his children, أُوصِيكُمَا بِصَلَاحِ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ فَإِنَّهَا أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عَامَّةِ الصَّلَاةِ وَالصِّيَامِ. صلاح ذات البين, when you bring a husband and wife together for reconciliation. When you bring two brothers who don't speak to each other, two sisters, two friends, two neighbors, two partners, you bring them together and you fix their relationship. You bring them back together. This is صلاح ذات البين. Amir al-Mu'mineen says this is more rewarding than standing and doing the, not the fariḍa, the nafila, the salat which is nafila, the extra salat, nafila, or the extra siyam, not the siyam which is mandatory, outside Ramadan. If you spend your time, your energy, your intelligence, your honor, your dignity to bring people together, صَلَاحُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ, this is more rewarding than the extra prayers and extra fasting that you do. Those are our imams. The school of Islam, especially the school of Ahlul Bayt, puts family number one. Because when you have a stable family, you have everything. If your family is not stable, you are a loser. You don't enjoy this life to the fullest. You cannot produce, you cannot give if your family is not stable, is not happy. So these 2 points today and 2 points next week, inshallah, about how to build, empower, strengthen, and maintain our families. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.